prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Frank, I'm on time. What are you talking about? I'm not on time. I'm here. I am here, and I am here, and I'm on time. Okay, so we have a great show. Magical Engineer Frank and I, thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. For the first part of the show, we are going to be talking, it's a COVID update. This is a major one. It kind of goes hand in hand with the original update that we had. So we're going to be recapping a little of the original update for the COVID vaccines, and now we got some interesting new information that you have to know about. We do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, Big Salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm mining the time because it grows short. And
Without further, but we're, before we get through all that stuff, we're going to do our devotional. So let's get to that, because God gets all the credit every day, all the time. So here in our devotional is Isaiah 32, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. So yeah, that's what I look for. The fruit from the trees of righteousness, good fruit. The tree that's healthy produces good fruit. You know them by their fruits. Always know that. The spiritual tree that everybody has. What kind of fruit are you producing? Hope it's good. Mind time, but grow short. Seek the Lord's face, Jesus Christ, He's the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay. God, vaccines are everywhere in the news, Frank. You just can't get away from it. Three Hawaiian residents fully vaccinated against the COVID vaccine got infected with the coronavirus, the COVID virus. Three people were vaccinated against COVID in Hawaii, and later they got infected with the virus, and the Department of Health calls it a breakthrough case. Doctors have spoken out against this, but you know, the twist is, the spin is, well, the COVID vaccine isn't to protect you from getting COVID. The spin is, it's to protect you from dying from COVID, should you get it. So according to the Center for Disease Control, their prevention effort, current vaccines between 66 and 95% effectiveness, and physicians are now touting the mantra, hey, the vaccines don't prevent the infection, but it does lower your risk of hospitalization and severe symptoms. Yeah. So that's what it's for now. Next up in the quacker, new research is pointing a link between AstraZeneca vaccine and obviously blood clots. Researchers there are at the hospital in Germany Friday. They discovered how the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine produces threatening blood clots that could lead to thrombosis of the brain. And we've been hearing about a lot of people that have gotten, you know, massive brainstem clots and become brain dead. Young people. A German team of physicians led by Professor André Greinicker said that AstraZeneca's vaccine, in some cases, prompt overactivation of platelets in the blood that lead to potentially deadly clots. So the researchers found that the AstraZeneca vaccine activates your blood platelets to give you thrombolytis, which thrombolytis, typically, you know, clots happen usually when you have a wound and you need it to quit bleeding, but there's no wound, but it creates the clots anyway. So deadly clots from the AstraZeneca COVID. So what else is new, right, Frank? And we're going to get into some really peachy, meaty new information about your COVID vaccines, and you need to know about this stuff from a journal article, medical journal, doctors. Some doctors are speaking out. And that wraps the quack report. Yes, Frank. Frank is mentioning quite accurately that reducing symptoms is not a vaccine defined by 26 of the Universal Commercial Code. I guess that's what that is. USC, quote, designed to prevent is the definition of a vaccine. Yeah. Well, they're vehicles for abuse. U.S. Code. Oh, thank you, Frank. U.S. Code. Okay. Well, let's get into this update on your COVID vaccine. Vaccine update number two. Now, in December of 2020, we were made aware of the FDA's working list, you know, regarding the COVID vaccine that, you know, the COVID vaccine that was made by Pfizer. I know, I kind of make fun of them, but Pfizer. Lots of side effects. Serious health risk, of course, were on the list. And since we have learned that, you know, now our life insurance industry now can cancel your death benefits should you take any of the COVID vaccines and then pass away. So, yeah, apparently you don't want to get – if you have life benefits – don't take the COVID vaccine, because if you die, then they don't have to pay you. They don't have to pay your beneficiaries. So the COVID vaccines are considered by the life insurance industry experimental treatments, and that's kind of in your clauses in your life insurance that should you embark and take an experimental treatment, it voids your policy. So we've also heard, you know, doctors have sent written warning to the FDA and the CDC regarding the dangerous outcomes from the COVID vaccine, you know, attacking the brain, attacking the heart. And there's really very little we know about this COVID vaccine, as I suspect much of the clinical trial data has been scrubbed from the research exposing the deadly potential of these treatments. I think we don't get informed consent. So what else could we expect from the COVID vaccine that we are, designed to change? You know, it's designed to change the messenger DNA code. You know, what can we expect from that? Well, we're going to find out. So we're going to recap a little bit here, and then we're going to get into the meat of the new stuff. Basically, a lot of scientists have come out and said, you know, especially what Pfizer did with their experiment, they have sacrificed scientific integrity. So this was by Dr. Michael Yeadon and of the UK and Dr. Wolfgang Woodard of Germany. They were warning people the Pfizer COVID vaccine that it is very dangerous, especially for pregnant women. And according to these doctors, Pfizer did not follow standard diagnostic protocols when they were developing the vaccine. So in their opinion, Pfizer has no scientific integrity, and they have notified the European Medicine Agency alleging that Pfizer committed fraud. So the study that was conducted by the drug company did not properly diagnose COVID cases to confirm infection and establish a vaccine efficiency level. So the Dr. Yeadon and Woodard are saying, quote, "This risk of disease and potential vaccine benefit cannot be measured or determined with accuracy." So yeah, they haven't established that. That's kind of important in science to have those parameters established. So what Dr. Yeadon and Woodard are saying is the vaccine spike proteins of the SARS-CoV virus vaccine offers a risk of autoimmune disease, and also due to the ingredient polyethylene glycol in it. So this vaccine, they are saying, offers destruction also of the female reproductive system, especially the Pfizer COVID vaccine, because they're saying it attacks the placenta in both animals and in humans, causing infertility, miscarriage, and birth defects. Mm-hmm. So, and death is on the list, you know. So Dr. Yeadon and Woodard also warn that there's risk of death with the COVID vaccine due to the likelihood of what is called a pathogenic priming, causing non-neutralizing antibodies that attack you, the host. So the vaccine has not been tested or for prevention effects, obviously. And, of course, now they're coming out and say, well, it wasn't made to prevent COVID. It's to keep you from dying from COVID. And so when patients come in contact with the virus, the wild virus, after they have gotten vaccinated, they're claiming that that's where it will be effective. But they're saying that effective rating is fraud. So there is really no evidence, they say, that the vaccine actually prevents infection or protects you from it. In fact, the opposite is true. And the vaccine infects the person with COVID-19 and causes an exaggerated immune response. So when a person comes in contact with the virus naturally, the immune system overreacts and destroys the host, because you have now seeded the entire body with COVID vaccine. It's in your cells, so your body thinks it's got to kill that, and it's killing you and all your organs because all it sees is COVID. So the doctors are reporting that when the vaccine was given to animals, they all died in trials. But you're not supposed to know that. Here's what the good doctors are saying. These animal studies were bypassed for the COVID vaccine trials because the scientists knew the animal fatalities were from previous experiments. Yeah, they've been tinkering with COVID since the 1960s, Frank. What have they been planning? Well, let's get to this FDA list of the COVID vaccine and the health conditions. The FDA's Vaccine Advisory Committee had a meeting October 22nd, 2020, where they produced a report titled Vaccines and Related Biological Products. And at the meeting, Dr. Steve Anderson, Director of Biostatistics and Epidemiology for Biological Evaluation and Research, presented a working list of possible adverse event outcomes for COVID, from the COVID vaccine. So the list came from a detailed presentation that Dr. Anderson gave. And if you got our newsletter, a video link, if you're getting the newsletter, a video link will be in there. Over 20 conditions that a person could experience from the COVID vaccine is on the list. And some of them are life-threatening, and death is also on the list. So, quote, this is from Dr. Steve Anderson. This list is a working draft of very serious adverse events and does not include all of the minor and unstudied negative health outcomes that will result from these injections. Ah. So Guillain-Barré starts off the list, and then you've got a lot of neurological problems, encephalitis, swelling of the brain, convulsions, seizures, stroke, narcolepsy, anaphylactic shock, of course, autoimmune diseases, myocarditis, where the heart gets inflamed, death, pregnancy and birth outcomes, this problem. And keep going. And also, it's a problem for kids. Causes an inflammatory syndrome in children. Multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. And then the last one is very, very interesting. Vaccine-enhanced diseases. So they know vaccines give you disease, do they? Why is it listed like that? So let's translate this risk a little bit. So the list of the diseases the COVID vaccine can create in people. And very serious. And for instance, your transverse myelitis is a serious nervous system disorder. So what happens is that the vaccine causes an unnatural immune system response, and it attacks the person's cells that disrupt messages in the spinal cord and your nerves sending throughout the body. The symptoms would be back pain, sharp radiating pain in your extremities, muscle weakness and spasms, numbness of the extremities, paralysis of arms and legs, sensitivity to touch that causes extreme pain, fever, loss of bladder and bowel control, and loss of appetite. Now, I think we've heard some reports, news reports of people having seizures and shaking and all that kind of nonsense going on. Another example of a disease the vaccine also can produce is thrombocytopenia, and this thins the blood, lowering your blood platelet counts so much that the blood is unable to clot and causes internal bleeding. The vaccine can also, on the opposite end of this condition, cause a thrombotic or thrombosis, causing blood clots, which we were just reporting earlier. So there are a lot of virologists and physicians that have come out to say the COVID-19 is a influenza. And it's manageable with therapeutics, minerals, vitamins, supplements. And you don't have to risk yourself to the side effects of the vaccines. So that's, doctors are saying this. Well, let's get to the real nitty-gritty here. Some new medical research. So here's the thing, Frank. A radio listener on Herb Talk sent me some very interesting research she found that was published in the Journal of Microbiology and Infectious Disease. I want to thank her very much for that. So the research was done by a medical doctor, Dr. J. Bart Clausen, and his research was published January 18th, 2021. And in his research statement, it begins with his concerns of how the new vaccine technology has been plagued with problems, the RNA type technology and vaccine. So he voices his concerns that the COVID mRNA vaccines are hastily approved without sufficient safety testing. And then he smacks us between the beady eyes, Frank, with some interesting research about these vaccines. Here's a quote from Dr. Clausen. He says, in a Pfizer COVID vaccine, it was evaluated for the potential to induce prion-based diseases in the vaccine recipients. I'm saying, what? Prion-based diseases? Well, That should ring a bell, shouldn't it, Frank? Prions? Well, that's mad cow disease. And the brain becomes mush. What? So Dr. Clausen technically is stating in his report that the COVID vaccine produces proteins that lead to pathologic prion conformation. So he was able to identify 16 protein sequences, and he suggests more testing be done with a more sophisticated computer program, and so they can identify the additional, what he called UG-rich sequences that he's suspicious of. He also lays out the medical tragedy for us. He is stating the vaccine has the capability to cause ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, of the front temporal lobar, and it degenerates the brain tissue there. Also, Alzheimer's disease has the ability to give you Alzheimer's and other numerous neurological degenerative diseases. Right? Degenerative diseases. Frank saying, hey, maybe they tested this out on Joe Biden. Well, I think he had problems before he got the vaccine, if he actually did get it. So let me read you a couple of more quotes here from Dr. Clausen. He says, my enclosed findings as well as additional potential risks lead me to believe that regulatory approval of the RNA-based vaccines for the SARS-CoV was premature and that the vaccine may cause more harm than benefit. He goes on to say, there is an old saying in medicine that the cure may be worse than the disease. This phrase can be applied to vaccines. He says, over the last two decades, there has been a concern among certain scientists that prion proteins could be used as a bioweapon. In fact, these concerns originate with research funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Ellison Medical Foundation without any national or international oversight. He says the Pfizer COVID vaccine contains a unique RNA protein in which, hang on one second, in which the research provided was provided to the FDA for approval, stated it was used to reduce the activation of the innate immune system. So what better way, Frank, to remove your enemy than to take away his natural immune system and his mind and reduce your target to nothing more than an animal? Yeah, that's what it's doing. So you got mass genocide coming. That's what we're looking at. So here is potentially the real reason for your messenger RNA vaccine. Dr. Clausen describes the underlying threat very well. Listen, this is important. He says the RNA proteins bind and cause genetic changes. Many studies pertaining to a gene expression show the genetic diversity on how it protects us from mass casualties caused by infectious agents. For instance, he says, one individual may be killed by a virus while another may have no ill effects from the same virus. So by placing the identical receptor spike protein on your cells from getting this vaccine, everyone in the population, the genetic diversity then, for at least one potential protein receptor disappears. Everyone in the population now becomes potentially susceptible to binding with that infectious agent. Yeah. So you talk about undermining your natural immunity, the safeguards God put in place for you, and now making everybody a target to any disease they wish, I guess, to unleash. We just don't know what it is. Therefore, this is where the speculation that the COVID vaccine is going to kill 180 million people within the next 2 years. But it won't be blamed for the deaths. Yeah. Because there's that unwritten rule in medical science, Frank, where, you know, if you don't have, you know, a devastating reaction or death within 1 or 2 days of the vaccine, then it wasn't the vaccine that killed you. But they're seeing a 22-day lag here, especially in people over the age of 65. You know, I got a call. I don't know if I mentioned this or not. I got a call last week from a guy in Tennessee. His pastor called him and said his elderly parents went and got the COVID vaccine, and they died within hours of one another. Now, that can't be a constant, you know, that can't be, you know, that can't be the vaccine, right, Frank? You know, nothing wrong with them, you know, other than they're elderly, typical stuff, and they're dead after they got a vaccine within a few hours of one another. Probably, what was that young girl, that 30-year-old nurse, I think, she worked for a plastic surgery outfit, and she got the second shot from the COVID, and she was brain dead in 30 hours, something like that. Obviously healthy young woman. But they're saying, it's a suspicious death, but we don't think it's the COVID vaccine. Well, I think people are looking for more of a safe, effective alternative out there. So you've heard me talk about the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health in 2019. It just published a report that they noticed your body will use the zinc mineral to create a protein protective layer on your cells so COVID can't penetrate the layer and make you sick. So, and I've often thought, and I've said here on the show, that I think a lot of internal medicine weaknesses and disorders stem from a lack of minerals. So take all the fluids away, we're just a pile of minerals. Oh, what are you saying, Frank? He says, Bill Gates says that if they do the vaccines, that they can reduce the population by at least 15% worldwide. That's about 1,500,000,000 people dead. Yeah, I heard that. I heard that quote from him, right? You talk about a guy practicing medicine without a license, right? Why is anybody listening to him? He's a computer guy, you know? Did he somehow get a medical license? I don't know. Did he buy one? Like, he went out and bought all that land. Did he go buy a medical license? I don't know. But, hey, people are asking me. Yes, I know, Frank. People ask me what I'm doing. Well, I'm just relying on God's promises. He says, from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. I know God can't lie. He says, herbs are convenient for you. I'm going to take advantage of them. They're packed full of minerals. That's why they're bitter. And I'm using the natural high-profile zinc and astragalus root. Or you can also pick up echinacea. That has it, too. So if you really want a cold-pressed, professional-strength, organic formulation high in zinc, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have the astragalus root. They have several echinacea formulas. They have pandemic kits. They have all kinds of things there. You can give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And, of course, thepowerherbs.com is the web address. You want to check it out. International calls 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, and they're having a spring sale, so this is a great time to save 25% on orders of $50 or more. Some restrictions apply. Use coupon code SPRING21 as you check out or over the phone, but hurry, the sale does end on April 4th. And I can see by the clock I got to scoot and take a break. We'll be right back with more.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. complete instructions for maximum benefit, and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. We're back here on Herb Talk, and Magical Engineer over there playing our tunes, and I got new glasses, Frank. I'm still trying to get used to them. All right, we're going to be talking about a couple of things here. We're going to shift, you know, away from this COVID thing. I'm so sick of COVID. I just spit. We're going to be talking about some mouthwash. Thinking of saliva here. I don't know, Frank, do you use a mouthwash? A lot of people do. Now, they've come out with, I think, alcohol-free ones, which I guess is a step in the right direction. It's not so drying to the gum tissue. And a lot of people are using them, you know, fresh in breath and that kind of thing. Breath mints and all kinds of things people use to make their breath smell minty and fresh. Well, mouthwash has been on the market since the 1800s. It's been around a while. Frank doesn't use mouthwash. He says he uses garlic and cloves. He doesn't care who he offends. Well, I think it's wonderful. Cloves are nice. Cloves are, they put cloves in smoker's gum to kill the, you know, the
the tar and nicotine smell. But you know, mouthwash has been around since the 1800s. The most famous brand was, it still is kind of the most famous brand, is a Listerine. It has that medicine-y taste, you know, to it. But Listerine was created in 1879 by a physician, Joseph Lister. He was a chemist and a physician, at St. Louis, Missouri, Joseph Lawrence Hospital. And what they did is they created Listerine to be a disinfectant for the operating rooms. That's what that was created for. So they determined later, you know, as they got better microscopes and things, that they noticed, you know, it was a good bacterial busting type of solution. So that's why it was so good at, you know, scrubbing down the OR. So they figure, hey, you know, if you've got, you know, nasty bacteria in your mouth that's causing odor, well, then just, you know, swish with a little of this. So they determined, you know, that, you know, let's just market it, remarket Listerine, rebrand it as a mouthwash. But there's some new research from the University of Plymouth, and they've determined that mouthwash can, it can ruin teeth. Yeah, mouthwash can ruin teeth. So we're going to take a look at that. So what's in the mouthwash? Well, there's a bunch of stuff, in depending on which kind you get. But most brands include a disinfectant, usually called a gluconate CHG. So this is a chemical. It's often used by your hospitals to sterilize your skin before surgery. They use it to sterilize surgical instruments as well. So the chemical is known to inhibit bacterial growth by disrupting the cell membranes of bacteria. So it's very strong. It's strong enough to kill both your gram-negative and your gram-positive bacterias and even fungi in about 30 seconds. And it's often accredited also at reducing plaque, you know. But what are the side effects of this gluconate CHG that is inside these mouthwashes? Well, it causes irritation to the soft tissue. It can stain your teeth. It can cause dry mouth. It can give you, of course, an unpleasant taste. It also decreases your sense of taste. And in rare instances, it can cause you an anaphylactic reaction, allergic reaction, which, you know, not good. So it's not recommended that you swallow this stuff. It can cause a stomach irritation, nausea, and vomiting. So how healthy then is your mouthwash? Well, the University of Plymouth's health facility looked into the effects of using mouthwash that contain a lot of this CHG, and they concluded that there's changes in 7 days. So they had a placebo group that used a rinse that didn't have the gluconate CHG in it, and what they found was that the chemical is very harsh. It disrupts the entire microbiome of your mouth, all the balance of the healthy bacteria in your mouth. So they reported that when you use this type of mouthwash, these chemicals, what will happen is it will increase your lactate production of bacteria. It will lower your saliva pH, so it reduces the saliva's ability to buffer and neutralize acids. It increases the risk of tooth damage, and overall it lowers the microbial diversity in your mouth, which could increase your risk of oral diseases. So they also said that when a pandemic occurs, dentists will have patients rinse their mouths with a lot of these chlorine type of treatments, and in the event that the pandemic is a virus, medicine really has no idea how these gluconate CHD chemicals will react to it. So the research did get published in the March 2020 Scientific Reports Journal, if you want to look it up. So let's get back to your beautiful saliva, because the primary role of saliva is to help maintain a healthy pH in the oral cavity. And acid levels tend to fluctuate due to types of foods and the type of drink that you take in. So if saliva pH becomes too low, damage to the teeth and the surrounding tissue can occur. And previous studies have confirmed that when you use these harsh chemicals in mouthwashes, it disrupts the ability of your oral bacteria to turn nitrate into nitrite, which is a key molecule to reduce blood pressure. So mouthwash users have been found to have lower saliva and blood plasma nitrate concentrations that affect their systolic blood pressure. So the research also demonstrated that when people use regular exercise to lower their blood pressure and also used mouthwash with chemical-free mouthwash, I guess, get rid of the CHG, they found that they did much better. And they also noticed that if they used a mouthwash with the CHG, it made their exercise less effective. It's interesting, too. That was in the September 3rd, 2019 University of Plymouth Journal, Free Radical Biology and Medicine, if you want to look it up. So Dr. Paul Boskos, University of Plymouth, he says this: there is a surprising lack of knowledge and literature behind the use of these chemicals used in everyday products like mouthwash. It is widely used, these chemicals, in mouthwash, but research has been limited to its effect with regard to oral bacteria. And then Dr. Louise Belfield, University of Plymouth, she says, we have significantly underestimated the complexity of the oral microbiome and the importance of oral bacteria in the past. Traditionally, the view was that all bacteria was bad and it can cause disease. But we now know that a majority of bacteria, whether in the mouth or in your gut, are essential in sustaining human health. End of quote. Yep, medicine got that wrong. All bacteria is bad. Well, because it's been mentioned that, you know, some people will use mouthwash. It's kind of a habit. They may substitute it. Maybe they just don't want to brush their teeth either, or maybe they're in a hurry or whatever. And it's been reported that a lot of these habits can result in things like gingivitis, cavities, and other dental problems. So people will get into a habit of using a mouthwash to treat or to avoid getting bad breath, also known as halitosis. Or maybe they think they don't have to go to the dentist as often if they use a mouthwash. They have to go get their cleaning or anything. So Dr. Jason Wolowski, he is with Geisinger Family Physicians. He says the concept behind the mouthwash was to kill the bacteria thought to cause bad breath. So the notion was to kill the bacteria instead of masking odor. While it may temporarily get rid of bad breath, studies are suggesting that repeated use of mouthwash may not be safe, and using it could be linked to things like diabetes, he says. He says research linking mouthwash use to diabetes found that users had a 55% higher risk of developing diabetes within 3 years. He goes on to say the problem behind the mouthwash is while there are bad and smelly bacteria around, there are also good bacteria that we need in the mouth. So the ingredients in mouthwash don't discriminate between the healthy good bacteria and the bad bacteria that causes odor. So therefore, he says long-term use of mouthwash impedes the normal functioning of your body. End of quote. There used to be some old-timey mouthwashes. My grandfather used one. I remember I was about 5, and I asked him about it. It didn't smell particularly great, but it didn't smell like Listerine either. There's some old records out there about mouthwashes that people made from herbs and essential oils. So, and they didn't, and these herbs and essential oils, they didn't disrupt the bacterial balance in your oral cavity. It didn't disrupt that. So the delicate balance is protected when you use your organic herbs and your oils. It preserves that pH balance. It protects the tissues. They don't get dried out. It doesn't stain the enamel, on your teeth. So, I came across, Frank, an old recipe, One that was told that it keeps the mouth healthy and protects against plaque and cavities. And it was made with things like spearmint leaf, myrrh, and bloodroot, and a little bit of peppermint. And you know, so what? So I went to work, you know, and I made this formula. And it supposedly not only does it protect you, your tooth enamel, and protects you from plaque, so you don't get so much plaque. It also reduces any soreness that you may feel in the mouth, or gingivitis, a lot of inflammation, even bad breath. So doesn't mean that you should not, you know, exercise your good oral hygiene. You should. But if you're going to use a mouthwash, for goodness sake, use one that goes with hand in hand with the body's protective measures. You know, doesn't work against the body, but works with the body. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs have this. It's called Herbal Mouth Cleanse. It's what it is. It's not a mouthwash, but it's a cleanse. And very gentle. And you can check it out on their website at thepowerherbs.com if you want a safe and effective way to deal with that. And it smells pretty good and it tastes pretty good. And I'm using it every day. And you know what I've noticed, Frank? It kind of makes the enamel like a pearly white. So it's not like when you go to the dentist and you get those whitening strips, or you get a whitening done at the dentist, and you get that stark white. Now, have you ever seen these people that get whitening done too often on their teeth, and their teeth start to look opaque? It's like it eats away at the enamel on the surface. And it's scary when I see that. You know, almost like see-through teeth eventually if they don't quit. But the natural oils and the herbs make the pearliness of the teeth. See, everybody's teeth has a different color. You ever notice that? Some people's teeth have a more yellow tone. Some people's teeth have a more grayish tone to them. And this is why when, you know, you get crowns and stuff like that, the dentist tries to match the dentin color so that the crown matches the other teeth. So the oils and the herbs just make the natural color of the dentin just get pearlier, just get a really nice, deep, pearly look to it, and it's very nice and natural looking. That's what I like about it. So you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com. It's called Herbal Mouth Cleanse. It's on their website at thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call. It's also in their catalog if you want to check it out. Get a free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. The Power Herbs, take the power back and be healthy out there. What are you saying, Frank? Oh, do cloves act as a mouthwash? Well, cloves, they could. I guess, yeah. They could, it does freshen the breath, so yeah. You could use it like that, absolutely. And also, cloves, get this, cloves have a numbing effect. So that was the ancient way of dealing with a toothache, is put some cloves. They'd mash up or smash some cloves, make a paste if they could, and then stick it on the gum where it was hurting, and it just makes it all numb. So sometimes the cloves would have that numbing effect. So, yeah, I like cloves. Anyway, yeah, you can use that. All right, so we're going to shift. We got a few minutes, so it's gardening time. It's gardening time. It's spring. I'm starting to get my gardening gear together, and I just love growing stuff. It makes you feel empowered, you know. That, you know, it just does, to watch something that you plant a seed and you germinate it and it pops up out of the soil and it's all green. You're like, oh, look, my baby, whatever it is, and. You know, I cultivated apple trees the other year. I think I told you, Frank. So I've got like four of them planted now in my yard. So out of just organic seeds, and you want to know how you germinate those? What you do is you take your apple seeds out. You eat your apple, yummy organic apple, spot on. Take your seeds, and what you do is you get a paper towel and you wet a paper towel, and you put some seeds in the paper towel, and you fold the paper towel over and you put it in like a Ziploc bag, and you stick it in the refrigerator for a couple of days, and you can check it, and they'll start germinating. You know, they'll start growing, you know, like roots. And then when you see it doing that, then you can go ahead and you can plant it in one of those little herb cups or dirt cups, I guess is, you know, what I want to say, and then put it on your windowsill, make sure you keep it watered, and then, you know, in a couple of weeks, you see this little green sprout come up through the soil, and you went, look at that! It's just neat. It's just so neat. And so I have one of my trees is 5 foot now in just a year. I cultivated it. I germinated it a year ago. There it is. So let's talk about gardening, because I like calling it the happy garden. You know, you look at a garden, you can't help but smile. You feel empowered. You feel self-sufficient. You know, you take some power back when you grow food. So there's some reports that humans connect with nature, like in even in the city, in rooftop gardens and high rises and stuff, because nature has a positive impact on us. There was a study out of Princeton University that said that when we grow plants, our health improves. So we're meant to connect with nature. And if we stay all cooped up and, you know, and don't rub our feet in the grass and you know, this kind of thing, we it diminishes our health if we don't connect with nature. So it doesn't matter if you're a city slicker or if you're in the country. All humans need to connect with nature from time to time. So there was this report also out of Clemson University, and they were saying that cities need to have greenways and parks, and it affects the well-being of the planning. So the zoning and planning people know they have to have some green space because it improves the health of the people living there. So city planning, they realize that, you know, cities produce stress. And so trees and grass and plants soften the harshness of all this urban environment. And so the Clemsonites found that just having strips of grass or a tree-lined street isn't going to cut it. They have to have adequate-sized parks, and they have to work that into planning. Okay. And of course, they also said the size matters too. They have to have a good size greenery. You can't just have, you know, a few trees at the curbside and a little bit of grass that you can kill with a weed eater, see? So gardening is health. That's what it is. Princeton University said that, if you have a home garden, it not only provides food for you, but also provides emotional well-being. So gardeners are happy people. And they garden, and they can measure the pleasure that they get. Just like if you can maybe measure the pleasure you get dining out or going hiking or kayaking. Gardening is right there. They can measure the pleasure that people get when they work in their garden. So urban gardeners experience the same kind of joy rural people that garden do. So economic class doesn't even factor in here because, you know, rich or poor, gardens still derive the same well-being that gardening brings to a person. So other activities on top of the list for gardening, you know, people, you know, taking walks, trails, you know, hiking trails, just getting out in nature. Here is a quote from Princeton. They say gardening could provide the health benefits of fresh air, fresh fruits and vegetables, and promote physical activity and support emotional wellness, which can reinforce sustainability and healthy behavior. So whatever it is you're growing out there in your family garden, whether you're retired or not, get out there and roll up your sleeves. And there is some tips there that I like to pass on to people when I can. There's a guy out in Oregon, and he has some things there on how to garden so you don't have to weed anything. So what he likes to do is put a lot of aged mulch down on the garden bed, and very difficult for grass and stuff to kind of produce there, so you're not breaking your back weeding everything. So if you can, mulch, and you'll do better with your gardening. Back to Eden is the name of his, I guess, DVD or whatever it is he's selling. But that's, if you want a weed-free garden, that's the way you do it. So gardeners also are great at problem solving and passing on what they learn. So, you know, if you want to grow squash, for instance, and you don't want to battle the beetles that like to eat up your squash, then you may find organic ways to get rid of the pests, and it may be a bit of a challenge, but when you conquer that challenge, you are so proud of yourself, and hey, you are a problem solver. One gardening tip is, shake a self-rising flower onto your squash leaves, so the beetles, if they start eating, they'll eat the flower, and the yeast will rise up in their stomach and cause them a deadly bloating condition. So that was a toxic free way of dealing with the beetles. I like that kind of stuff. That's neat. Gardening time. According to the Princeton research, most gardeners spend about 90 minutes a week pruning and going into their garden, picking, planting, or whatever. Biking, it kind of compares to biking 30 minutes or walking 40 minutes. So gardening compares to those type of activities. So a lot of the research is highlighting gardening is among the top five activities in terms of how meaningful an activity is to a person that they're engaged in. So there's a purpose to gardening, just like, there's a purpose to biking and exercising and walking and exercising and socializing and things like that while you're doing your activity. Princeton also says many more people garden than we think they do, and it appears that it associates with higher levels of happiness similar to the walking and biking activity. So people are just into gardening. They're into, their fresh fruits and vegetables. And, of course, most people, if you know a gardener, they grow too much and they can't eat it all. They give it to people, the neighbors. They take it to church and they give it away at church. And so gardening is a bountiful and a blessing activity, if you think about it. So, I don't know, Frank, you've got a garden, don't you, Frank? I think Frank's got a garden. I know you got chickens. But yeah, gardening is kind of right up there. It really is. I got my stakes. I got my little sticks where you kind of label what it is you planted there. I've got all my tools, my gloves. I'm super zoomed about it. You haven't been doing a garden for a while now? Oh, you need a new fence. I gotcha. Well, you know what? You could do a raised garden bed. You could do that. That's what I lean towards. Then you're not bending over so low. I like the raised garden beds. So anyway, I'll take a picture of mine when I get it fully in activity there and things are growing out of it. I'll send you a picture, Frank. Yeah, gardening. Hopefully you live in an area where you can garden. Some homeowner associations don't let you, which I think is terrible. So, and you're going to get fresh organic stuff out of your own garden. You know where it came from. And fresh is best. I mean, it's just cucumbers, tomatoes, you name it. It's just marvelous, just simply marvelous. Oh, yeah, you can grow inside a bucket. Absolutely. You get some of those big barrels. You can go to the hardware store and you get those big half barrels and you can use that. Yeah, there's lots of things you can do. No time left. But hey, don't forget the 25% off spring sale the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. So this is a good time to stock up and save and get your pandemic kits, get your zinc, whatever it is you need to get. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. And don't forget to use that coupon code SPRING21 for the savings. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.